ABC Radio Australia.
While a magnitude 6.6 earthquake in waters around 70 kilometres off Tonga sparked alarm on the streets of the capital Nuku'alofa yesterday. Mindful of events following the volcanic eruption some 2 years ago now, emergency management authorities have installed updated warning systems and introduced evacuation protocols designed to keep everyone safe. So as Marion Gupa reports from the Tongan capital, when the order came to evacuate, the people were quick to comply.
Today's event, Richard, was more coordinated and efficient than the tsunami evacuation when the volcanic eruption happened back in January 2022. Today's event, I can see it was more orderly and controlled. I know that I can see the panic in their eyes, but they were very well informed now on what route to take and where to go. I'm talking about schools around Nuku'alofa area, schools that were near the ocean, the seashore in Nuku'alofa, and also homes and offices. I think what I would I'll say is, some parents did not know where their children were going to in terms of finding safety. But thankfully, we have the radio, the national radios, and also social media where they were announced and advised during the evacuation.
The quake itself, once everything had calmed down, the evacuation had been called off. Was there any damage? Was anybody injured? Or in the end, does this turn out to be a very realistic training exercise?
I talked to one of the senior officers from the meteorological office here in Tonga and asked if there were any damages being reported here after the earthquake. So far, there were no damages here in Nuku'alofa or in the main island in response to the earthquake. So I think there will be no damages being reported as everything is back to normal now. When I'm saying normal, like all the children, parents and everyone, majority of them are back at home because it was called off. The schools was called off, offices were shut down, and everybody just were told and advised to go inland or find higher ground.
So things are calm, as you say, but I mean, what do you think the impact today's events will be when people reflect on them? That it was a lesson learned, if you like, that they're in a better place now if the worst happens to deal with it?
So back in 2022, after the tsunami from the volcanic eruption, from 2022 up to this year, 2024, the government have been having drill practices all over Nuku'alofa area, concentrating on the areas close to the seashore here in Tonga. These drills did really help in coordinating the students, basically, and also alerting the families of where to go to seek a safe destination marked by the government where they can run to during a tsunami warning. So today's event, it's kind of like, I can say, nothing new because we've been doing this drilling since 2022. So in the next event, I'm sure the people will still follow suit, because we did experience a very, very strong earthquake. So once there's an earthquake here in Tonga, we are also alerted that there should be or no tsunami warning. So eventually, we've been having earthquakes, small, minor earthquakes since 2022 up to now. But today's earthquake shook more than usual and the alarm system came on and they were advised to go to higher ground.
And that's Marion Gupa reporting from Nuku'alofa on an earthquake that did cause alarm, but thankfully no reports of damage or injuries there in the homeland of Atu Tonga.